Lynn Page, 213-4009.
Good morning, everybody. First, a couple of announcements. Tonight at 9 o'clock, Sandera Nation, one of the stars of Forks Over Knives, will be on a live teleconference, and you'll get a chance to ask questions about her entire experience, what it was like to reverse type 2 diabetes and hypertension. And she's now remarried. Her husband is going along with her eating plan. She managed to do this with 5 children. And, of course, it was a very unique experience because she did it on film, and I would think that that would be very different to have a life-changing experience while the cameras are rolling all the time. This Thursday, March 10th at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, I'm doing a conference call for people who are interested in the Wellness Forum Institute for Health Studies and the programs that we offer, both the Diet and Lifestyle Intervention Program and the Nutrition Educator Program. So if you have not yet participated in a conference call, you can call the office to get registered to do that. And then next Monday, March 14th, Conversations with Dr. Pam, I'm going to talk for a few minutes about addressing plant-based critics, and then the rest of the time answering your questions. And if you want to participate in any of those things, just call our office at 614-841-7700. Okay, so I'm really excited about the series of messages I'm starting this morning based on Andrew Wakefield's book called Callous Disregard, which I just read. I've been researching the connection between vaccines and autism for many years, motivated by the number of parents who've come to the Wellness Forum telling similar stories about their normally developing children who suddenly began regressing shortly after receiving vaccines that are routinely given to kids. And along with behavioral regression, these children almost universally develop symptoms indicative of inflammatory bowel disease. My interest in this issue has also been driven by the fact that this phenomenon is another example of the extent to which the government, the medical profession, and the drug companies will go to protect their interests. Safety and the interest of public health is secondary to protecting financial interests. And, boy, you've heard me talk about this for years. It's certainly been the case with Dr. Campbell and his relationship with Cornell, Dr. Esselstyn, his relationship with the Cleveland Clinic, and many others. I've been writing about it for a very long time. So when I started researching the connection between vaccines and autism years ago, I became familiar with Dr. Wakefield and his work and also his saga. It had started even back then. And I was anxious to read his book, which, as he says in the beginning, is the story of how the system deals with doctors and scientists who dare to speak out with a contrary view. I think we all would like to think that research and the practice of medicine are all about new ideas and innovation in an attempt to help patients, but this is not true at all, as Dr. Wakefield's story shows. Callous Disregard is an assembly of essays, each very well referenced, that collectively tell Wakefield's side of the story. Now, the format allowed Wakefield to bring a book to market quickly, and I certainly can understand why he wanted to do that based on the way he's being attacked, but there's some repetition in the essays, and it's only on completion of the reading of it that the sequence of events becomes clear. But the book is very fascinating, and I also found it very disturbing. What happened to Wakefield is not new. Rather, it's been going on for many years. For example, when litigation was pending in an Australian court over Vioxx, Merck's internal memos, which were obtained during the trial, mentioned the doctors who had voiced their concern over Vioxx. And this is a quote from one of the memos: "We may need to seek them out and destroy them where they live," end of quote. This isn't a conspiracy theory, Wakefield says, but rather standard corporate policy for drug makers. Wakefield's been portrayed as being anti-vaccine. The record shows clearly that he's not. He is, however, in favor of safety in medicine, which the other side is misconstrued. And he makes a very interesting comment. He says, "Those who advocate safety first with vaccines aren't anti-vaccine any more than those who recall cars for defects are anti-car." I mean, it's really about safety. Furthermore, safety issues surrounding vaccines are not new, nor were they first highlighted by Dr. Wakefield, although the establishment has blamed him for this. The cover-up of this information isn't new either. According to a study reported by CBS News, the U.S. Vaccine Court began compensating for vaccine-caused autism in the early 90s while telling the public that vaccines were safe. And the Health and Human Services Agency of the federal government has also been compensating victims for close to 20 years now. And this agency also has regularly. So tomorrow I'll give the second installment of this very fascinating book. Those are my introductory comments. That's all for now, and have a great day.